My name is Linda Upham-Bornstein. I have a PhD in American legal history, and I am a resident of Lancaster, and I object to the proposed transmission line for both personal and public policy reasons. On a personal level, my husband and I own a historic home on Mount Prospect Road in Lancaster. Ironically, the farm was once owned by the Weeks family, whose efforts to preserve the Northern Forest culminated in the passage of the 1911 Weeks Act. The proposed transmission lines will run roughly parallel to and approximately 0.2 miles from the eastern border of our property. If these very large transmission towers are installed, they will be a scar on the landscape of the White Mountains and will ruin the beautiful view that we have of those mountains. The construction of this transmission line and the resulting significant and adverse impact on our viewshed will also substantially reduce the market value of our property. The Northern Pass project will have a direct impact on our property and other residential properties within the Northern Pass viewshed. The diminution of real estate tax revenues generated by the affected properties will likely offset much, if not all, of the temporary, and I emphasize temporary, real estate tax revenues generated by the Northern Pass project. On a public policy level, the Northern Pass, as proposed, will have a negative impact on the historic, cultural, and environmental landscapes of New Hampshire. The transmission project will also be antithetical to the tourist and recreational industries that are Coos County's best hope for future economic growth. It is apropos that tonight's scoping meeting is held at a hotel that markets and celebrates the very landscape this project will permanently scar. Moreover, the project will severely impact hundreds and more likely thousands of historic buildings and cultural landscapes that once lost will never be recovered. Furthermore, the proposed transmission lines is inconsistent with New Hampshire's scenic road statute and scenic and cultural byway statute. The New Hampshire Supreme Court observed that the purpose of the scenic road statute is to encourage tourist attractiveness of our scenic roads and to protect the scenic beauty of our state. Mount Prospect Road is one of 5 designated scenic roads in Lancaster. It likewise seems incongruous that I must obtain permission from the town to cut down trees in my yard and that an out-of-state utility would be allowed to erect enormous and ugly towers in plain view of the designated scenic road. The Northern Pass will adversely impact New Hampshire's scenic byways and undermine the purpose of this statute. Therefore, as a tax-paying citizen, I request, no, in fact, I demand the president permit for the Northern Pass project, as proposed, be denied. The DOE is charged with preparing an environmental impact statement that examines all these issues, and I exhort them to include all multiple activities, specifically burying the line and no-build alternative.